I want to take the opportunity, now that we're debating Europe Day and Ireland's place, to talk about one of the issues that unfortunately has been a negative experience. That's for our fishing and coastal communities. And it's how the common fisheries policy is rolled out in Ireland, interpreted, enforced, and not changed on a repeated basis. So recently we had a 14-year-old girl who I think has done more than most in the last number of years to expose the inherent contradictions at the heart of the common fisheries policy that undermines the European Union's core message of fairness. Merlin Kavanagh is 14 years old, a girl from Arranmore, island of the coast of Donegal. And for generations, her family have relied on the waters around them to eke out an existence. Merlin would have fished with a hook and line to catch pollock. Because she was using a hook and line, it's the lowest impact form of fishing that you can have, most sustainable. Therefore, the fish is a really high-quality produce. And what has happened is there is a zero-catch ban being introduced. And even though larger boats, when they catch other white fish, can still catch pollock as a bycatch, there's no way at all that the Irish government can see of allowing Merlin to continue to fish. Now, while our government insists that they are prevented from allowing Merlin to fish. Now remember, this is a 14-year-old girl using a hook and line means of fishing. You will see super trawlers off that same coast, off Arranmore, hoovering up the sea. And particularly, I think of, and this is all in the public record, the super trawlers, the largest in the world, that are owned by the massive Dutch multinational PVP. So you have the Margiris, which is 447 foot long, and you have the Annalise Elena, 472 foot, which is the largest super trawler in the world. And it is perfectly legal for them on a regular basis to hoover up fish in our seas, even though they have been found, in the case of the Margiris, guilty of reckless practices in terms of basically fish being put aside that weren't profitable for them in recent times. So we have a 14-year-old girl with a hook and line who's told you can't fish, so your living is squeezed. And she hasn't accepted it. She wrote to our minister for the Marine, Charlie McConlogue. Recently she went out to Strasbourg and she met senior stakeholders out there. So my issue is that particular episode demonstrates the injustice of how the common fisheries policy is implemented, that you have huge corporations that can buy up quota all across Europe and other European member states, put them on a couple of boats and go out there and do whatever they want, and this young girl can't. And anybody can see that that is not a sustainable and fair system. Of course, the big picture for Irish fishing communities is that we have obviously a 200-mile exclusive economic zone. From 12 miles to 200, that's under the jurisdiction of the Common Fisheries Policy. The large majority of those fish caught in those waters are caught by other member states. Now, nobody's arguing that shouldn't happen. It should all just be Irish boats. But they're asking for fairness. And if you think about climate change, surely it makes sense that those communities that are closest to those waters would get the first opportunity, you know, zonal attachment. And indeed, that's what the British got, and it was accepted as part of the Brexit deal, that they would reclaim a large amount of the fish in their waters. That was accepted. That was the common agreement in terms of the trade and cooperation agreement. And of course, we lost out badly from that. We lost out, 43 million, per annum over 5 years. So what's the implications of this failure? I'm using this opportunity to appeal to our government to have a plan to challenge the injustices of the Common Fisheries Policy. Based it on Merlin Kavanagh's story, that this cannot stand, that this undermines the European project in the eyes of decent people. that what is happening in our waters cannot be sustained. So that's my appeal today, that the Irish government changes course, has a plan, and stands up for our fishing communities.